This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
It's going to be hot today. 99 yesterday. They're saying 100 degrees today, maybe tomorrow too. And I think it's like the first time that it's hit 100 degrees in like 27 years this early in the year.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Just watch out for your dog's paws.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, they can burn just like yours.
But I do feel
Jamie, you have paws.
Watching some of the TV reports this morning, they might be overplaying this just a little bit.
The 100 degrees?
Yeah, because, I mean, we were at 99 yesterday. We had none of these warnings.
Yeah, I think it's a slow news day because it's a pinpoint weather alert day. Yeah, so.
Yesterday was it, and it was 99 degrees yesterday.
Well, you give it one more degree, and it's doom and gloom.
Changes everything. Yeah. All right, here's Jim Hooley. I just want to play for you some of the warnings because they're saying turn the thermostat up, save power. One channel said don't take your dog for a walk today.
Oh, wow.
Too hot for the dog.
Oh, because there's a little pause?
I guess. Or it's just too hot that it's going to get heat exhaustion or something.
Maybe.
I think that was it instead of the pause.
Here's what's happening out here right now. Obviously, trying to stay cool is a priority for everybody in this kind of weather. But Xcel says on days like this, try not to overwork the system. Cut back on your electric use. Try to limit it during the daytime hours. And most importantly, go easy. You got to go easy on that air conditioning. You know, back off a little bit on the AC. If you keep it at 70, back it up to 72, 74. Use the dishwasher later on in the evening. Use the clothes washer and the dryer later on in the evening today as well. You just got to take it easy. Live in downtown at Xcel, I'm Jim Hooley.
There you go. Jim Hooley, live on the spot, warning us all. It's going to be 100 degrees today.
I mean, look, it's hot. We get it that it's hot, but I don't know the whole, like, going over the top thing. Like, don't wash clothes until after the evening.
Don't turn on your microwave.
Yeah, nothing. No electricity. Although, I will tell you, all my power lines are buried, but yesterday I did have some flickering, and I thought, this is going to blow.
You had flickering yesterday?
I did. I almost posted about it. I was like, is anybody else flickering? Because I think this one's going to go down.
Sunday, our power went out right when we got home.
Did it really?
Yeah.
So, and was Sunday hot? No.
It was decently hot. It was like only like 92. It wasn't like 100, though.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on. But the power grid, obviously, is strained, right? Because everybody's using their air conditionings and stuff like that. But until you live in Arizona, you laugh at this.
Yeah.
When you can, like, cook an egg on your car hood, then that's pretty cool.
Now, are you going to participate? You going to go home and turn it up 2 degrees?
Sure I am.
Me
yep.
too.
Yep,
Me
I
too.
Sure
Hey, Spadil, you going to turn it up 2 degrees?
No, I'm going to stay right at 69 degrees on my AC.
69?
Mine's at 67.
Wow.
And here's the worst part. Mine's at 67, and I keep my bedroom windows open.
So you're letting all the cold
air out
anyway?
You're just wasting it.
I know, but I just like the combo. I like going downstairs and it's freezing, and then I like going upstairs to my room and it's like, you know, it's okay, but then I can still hear
the breeze,
the wind.
I love that combo too. My favorite thing to do in the mornings driving here, usually 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, driving here, is to have the window down and the heat on full blast.
Because
I love the heat coming out of the bottom of my feet.
Yeah.
But then the cool air coming through the window. I love that combo.
Well,
so I'm with you on that one.
You don't have much time to love it.
What do you mean?
Because you're going to die.
Jamie, stop. I don't want to talk about this on the air. No,
you know why?
Because, well, I'm having some rib cage pain.
Yeah.
And then he
either has to fart. He either has a trapped fart and an enlarged spleen, or he has a heart issue.
Well, first
he might
of all,
have a kidney stone.
Oh, does that happen under your left side?
Yeah. When I had one, it was like kind of on the left. Yeah.
Ooh. Well,
okay, because this is left under his kidney. But that's not on my WebMD one.
No.
No, mostly. It says,
you might have to go to the hospital.
What you mean? It says mostly gas.
Let me explain.
You have a trapped fart.
A couple of days ago, Sunday night, I'm tossing Frog around in bed. Okay. I turned to the left like this, and I was throwing him on the bed, and I felt a little sharp pain.
Okay, so you just strained the muscle.
And it did a couple of times too, but it went away. Nothing, absolutely nothing. I come to work yesterday. It was fine, no problem. About 9:30 in the show, right before we were getting out of here, I stood up, and all of a sudden, this sharp pain in my left rib cage, and it hasn't stopped since. So when I walk, breathe, whatever, I'm getting the sharp pain in the left side.
Well, it says stop chewing gum and use a straw.
I'm not chewing gum. And I don't have to fart. So get past that, okay? Here's the thing with Jamie. Let me just explain this real quick here. I could come in here, and I knew this was going to happen, okay? If I say anything or anybody on the show says anything about any symptom you have whatsoever, Jamie is WebMD all the way. And she will read you the most tragic outcomes that you could possibly have. In fact, did she not start this with, you're going to die?
Yeah.
Wait, but you guys really missed it because I go like this. I go, this is off the air. You guys. I'm like, so do you have any numbness in your left hand? Didn't that happen, Carson? And he goes, yeah, I have had recently. He goes, why? I go, never mind.
Yeah, and so what do I do?
I'm like, he's going to die any second.
You cannot say that to me. You cannot say, okay, you got rib pain right here underneath your rib. Uh-huh. And do you have numbness in your left hand?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I do. Well, never mind. You cannot say that. You got to tell me what that means.
Why? Never mind. I just walk out the room and I leave him with that thought.
And then he tries to justify, well, I was probably sleeping on my hand. It was probably just numb because of that. It was when I first woke up.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.